Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
And that's what we do here at The Positive Truth. We talk about the news stories that lower the fear, lower the hatred, and bring communities together. Like, I got a couple of quick ones for you, Tim. Did you know that millennials are causing the U.S. divorce rate to plummet?
Interesting.
Also, I got an even better one. Energy-related CO2 emissions have decreased by 47 million metric tons in the United States since 2017. Bam, 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 bam.
Now, see, JP, you read a lot, man. I feel like we've just talked about this. I'm glad you got those nice little fun facts, though, because I would have never known.
See, that's what we're here for. We're here about positive people doing positive things. If you're new to the podcast, we appreciate you listening to us. We're a small little nonprofit podcast. We're not run by any big media group. We just believe in the world around us. I'm JP. This is Tim. Tim, I never asked how you were doing today.
I'm doing well, man. You know I'm doing good. I'm living the dream. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. You're living the dream because you got a lovely wife and child.
Yeah, man. She's like learning like how to sing and stuff now when it comes to like making noises, humming, etc. And she really loves music. So I'm having a good time like looking at her trying to mimic anything she hears.
So what music is she listening to?
Usually it's just, you know, whatever's on Nickelodeon, Paw Patrol, Blaze, SpongeBob, Peppa Pig. And then today she heard that, Baby Shark, you know, and she
was like,
oh my gosh, you don't know that? That's, oh, that Baby Shark. I'm not gonna sing the whole thing. I'm embarrassed myself. Anyways, so yeah, she heard that for the first time today and she was like stuck looking at the computer screen. And then I played it again, and she started trying to sing to it, and it was the cutest thing in the world because, you know, she can't talk or anything, so it's a lot of screaming and, ha, ha.
You got the next Selena, man.
Man, let's
shout out to all my Latino people, or, like, old-school R&B people that got that.
Man, dude, I watched the Selena movie for, like, the 50th time the other day because it's always on TV, and she was amazing. I can't say that enough. I know it was J-Lo playing her, but all the music that came out, I remember that when I was a kid dancing to it and stuff. Shout out to Selena, man.
Absolutely.
Anyways, my bad. I know that was terrible. What are we talking about today? We got some positive news stories we're talking about, don't we?
Yes, it is. It was great, Tim. It was great. We're about to spread some positivity with 6 positive news stories, but before we get to that, make sure to follow us on all our social media accounts. Leave us a 5-star review. Only 5 stars helps us out so much. And we post positive news stories on our Facebook page that you don't even have to have a Facebook to check out, Tuesday through Friday, and our videos on Monday. So yeah, let's get to it. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have a story from Mexico where environmentalists, they stepped in to protect one of the most important sea turtle nesting beaches in the Caribbean. The Mexican government has denied permits to build a 520-room hotel, which have been erected to 23 buildings and an artificial lake just inland from the, I can't say this word, Zacel Beach, north of Resort Tulum. And this hotel was basically going to destroy this nesting area where all these turtles stay. And the fact that it got stopped is amazing because we're obviously protecting, you know, natural life. And I was in shock when I heard this because whenever I saw the article before this, they thought it was not going to happen. They were for sure going to get this approved. And how it got stopped, everybody was in shock. So shout out to this environmentalist group that stopped them.
Yes, the positive truth loves nature. If you're new to the podcast, we've talked about like trees, like all the, like a Pakistan's planting a trillion trees this year.
Or there billion. We go. Like, nah, it's a trillion.
Listen. Yeah, it was a trillion. Dude, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy is I got 2 positive news stories. I'm just going to combine into one about the environment as well.
What's that?
Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, announced $100 million distribution to the Land and Water Conservation Fund to all 50 states and territories in the United States. Basically, it's we need to take care of the land, or the land, try to take care of the environment. And right. In Nepal, the tiger population has nearly doubled since 2009 because of conservation efforts actually work. So yeah, I think it's awesome. Shout out to the environment.
Heck yeah, man.
Also, Nepal has gone for the first time since 2011, they've gone a full 365 days without a single rhino poaching event.
That's what's up, man.
So yeah.
You know what?
What's up?
I was really terrified at one point in time that my daughter wasn't going to know what a tiger was or, like, see one in person because, you know, like, at a zoo or something like that because they were, like, going extinct. There's a few animals I was terrified of. I can't really think of what they are right now because, you know, we do so much reading for positive news stories, but I'm glad to hear that, you know?
See, that's what happens when you read nothing but positive news stories. You just forget about all the bad stuff.
I see what you did there, JP. I see what you did there.
What you got, Tim?
Man, I have two more left. You have one left, right?
I got two left.
Oh, okay, so we're good. Let me go ahead and knock this one out. I have a New York barber. He's being praised in his community because he stepped outside to give a man a haircut that was in his wheelchair outside of the shop because the wheelchair wouldn't fit inside. He stepped outside, cut this man's hair, did it without any type of complaint. And yeah, man, there was pictures of it, a video of it. Shared on social media, community stepped up and basically thanked him and gave him the praise that he definitely deserves. So we're doing the same here on The Positive Truth.
Absolutely. So that might sound simple, but this barbershop is known as, like, in the community of New York City, it's the barbershop that, like, keeps it together. They keep connections together. They set up events. And so this was just another thing they did. They just thought, like, I'm not going the extra mile. I'm just doing what I got to do to help out. I'm just doing my job. But the community was so thankful for them. This was like pushed it over the edge. It's like, we got to recognize these guys. So that's the backstory to that one.
That's dope, man.
Absolutely.
I like whenever you read the same story that I had because you always know a little bit more about it than I do.
Yeah, but Tim, you always got the cool videos. So it works out.
Meh.
Those cool videos are really popular on our Facebook page.
Well, what do you got, man? Oh, it's meditation time, man. What am I talking about?
You want to talk about meditation since I always talk about it?
Meditation? Yeah, man, let's talk about meditation. This is what we do midway through our podcast so you guys can sit here and think about one thing you guys are thankful for today. I'll go ahead and ask JP, what are you thankful for today?
I was going to say the environment, and I was going to say the whole 100 million thing, but I didn't know you were talking about the environment.
Ah.
So I'm going to go with I'm grateful for food because, man, it's just food is awesome. I don't like this is the best time to be alive, to eat great food. I can go down the street and get sushi. I can get pizza. I have access to a grocery store. I mean,
the food. Yelp, is, man.
Man, I really don't go out to eat like that. The only time I go out to eat is if it's like pizza or sushi. Everything else is a grocery store. But that's another thing. Like, there's such great food around us.
We definitely have options.
Yeah, I mean, just think about this 100 years ago. Like, my mom likes black licorice. And I'm like, how can you eat this disgusting thing? And she's like, this is the only thing sweet around whenever I was a kid. And I was just like, that's awful.
I know. That's like, I'm so sorry.
Like, yo.
There's so much more out there. Yeah, like, man. Black licorice.
Disgusting. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I am thankful for just, you know, 2018 food options.
I like it. Man, I am honestly grateful for this meditation time. I get caught up in my busy life doing one thing from another, and I do forget to meditate from time to time. And, you know, sitting back whenever we record and stuff, I talk about what I'm thankful for here. And then it gives me a little bit of time after I'm done recording to meditate myself. Let me actually think about it and really truly be thankful for the things around me, the things that I am thankful for, my family, friends, career, etc. So yeah, man, I'm thankful for meditation time. This is a great idea that you had, that we added to our show. So yeah, two sides.
I think this was our idea. I don't think this was just me.
I think you brought it up and I was like, yeah, like always, man.
Tim, stop selling yourself short, sir.
All right, I'm sorry, sir.
Do you know who Paul Allen is?
Man, it sounds familiar.
He's the Microsoft co-founder.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Okay. Well, he's spending $30 million of his own money to house 94 homeless and low-income families in South Seattle. And there's nothing really I can add to that. He's a part of Paul and G Philanthropies group. It's his own philanthropy group. And he's started a construction project that will cost him $46 million in total. And he's just trying to help with the homeless in his community and help with the low income in Seattle. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's great. To have a philanthropy group is amazing in itself too, man. To have that much money where you can just start giving it away.
I mean,
do you, man?
He's a billionaire. $46 million isn't exactly the most.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, shout out to him.
Yeah, for giving back instead of just keeping it.
Exactly. Doing something positive, doing something, trying to make a change. I know who he is now. What's his name? Paul Allen?
Paul Allen.
I'll remember it now, for sure.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story for the day. I do have another cool video I'll share to the Facebook page, but it's super cute. I can't believe I just said that on air. All right. So it's relationship goals. There's this man. He is 84 years old, and he just released a makeup tutorial after learning how to do his wife's makeup because she is going blind.
Yes, this is awesome, by the way. Continue.
So Des Monahan. Wow. Come on, Tim. He basically hit the headlines about a month ago because he released this video. And his 83-year-old wife, she's starting to lose her sight. They went to Debenham last October and signed up for a full-course makeup class, which was amazing in itself, the fact that they signed up for a class so he could learn how to do her makeup. He basically said they went on their first date in 1952 in December, and he just wanted her to feel good. And now that she's older and losing her sight, he just wants her to feel good. So he's learning how to do her makeup, so whenever they go out, she'll look good. And that'll give her confidence. So he jokes around and puts on light makeup on her and says, you know, I don't have to put that much makeup on you, babe. Even Michelangelo would be jealous of your skin. I mean, it's super cute. This guy's in his 80s. She's in her 80s. They're still just the cutest thing in the world. It made me, not feel so bad for brushing Edna's hair and stuff. This is cute.
Okay, Tim, you shouldn't feel bad about brushing Edna's hair. And you shouldn't feel bad about saying cute.
I shouldn't?
No.
All right, cool.
And, yeah, that's awesome, man. Just think about all the, quality time they spend together just doing, putting on makeup together.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Goofy conversations, all kind of stuff's going on there. It's super cool. You got to watch this video, man.
Yeah, for sure. I read an article, this is how most of my conversations start, about the benefits of eating together as a family. And it says it only adds about 10 to 15 minutes of conversation each day. But if you do that 4 or 5 times a week, that's an extra hour you're talking to the people you love and care about, and you're building bonds, and it brings family unity together. So it's just those small 10, 15 minute conversations, they add up. And they keep you strong. They keep you together. They keep your relationship alive. And that's what he's doing with the makeup. And he's inspiring people and making cute videos. Man, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
And what's his name again? I feel like you butchered it, so I shouldn't have said that.
Des Monahan. Nice. I'm hoping that's right.
Nice. Well, shout out to him. I'm definitely going to check out that video. You want to know what's even more surprising, Tim? I have a cool video.
What?
This is actually a tearjerker. It's a video of a Utah girl getting adopted, getting her adoption news, and it's got to national attention. Basically, her name is Tana Butterfield, a sixth grader at American Heritage School, American Heritage School in South Jordan, in Utah, and she got adopted along with her brother and her sister, who are 6 and 2. And they got adopted into the same family. It's just a reaction video of how happy the kid is. When you see it, you'll understand why I'm talking about it. It's just super awesome. You have to check it out.
Man, I'm always down for a tearjerker.
Absolutely, Tim. I think we're out of positive news stories.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a positive quote?
You learn more from failure than from a success. Don't let it stop you. And failure builds character.
That is the truth.
Big facts, man. I wanted to tell that to my athletes today. I probably should have.
It's all right, man. They're going to keep working hard. They're going to be winning. They're not going to be failing.
Hey, win or lose, they better have some good character.
There we go, Tim. That's a good coach.
Tú sabes.
And yeah, we'll be back soon with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.